previously on Corporate Homie.
We wanted to bring a little sunshine to what's been going on with us in 2020.
Beginning of the year, in February, I got engaged.
In 2020, I've lost over 20 pounds.
What is it like to change jobs and have new coworkers in the middle of a pandemic?
On today's episode of Corporate Homie,
we're all just a limited resource.
You are doing more today than you normally do.
Let people do their share of group projects.
I don't want to start a meeting at 4:30 on a Friday, and I certainly don't want it to go until 6 o'clock.
Welcome back to the podcast.
Whoop whoop.
I said a whoop whoop.
No.
I said a whoop whoop whoop.
No, we're about consistency in corporate. Stop. You are so off task.
I'm excited to be back. We haven't been in the building in a minute. I'm just getting my corporate.
We've been in these corporate streets grinding.
We have been really, really on the grind. Yes, we have been very busy. As you guys know, we are still in the middle of a global health pandemic. It is day 189. And if you're new to the podcast, just to let you know why Bemitra says that, Bemitra is an executive in a nonprofit. So obviously when there are really challenging things happening in society, she's very busy. And I am a corporate restructuring or bankruptcy lawyer. And so this is just a very, very busy time for us in our corporate jobs. So we appreciate all the patience that the homies have had. We love getting your DMs when you're asking us where we've been, when we coming back, and let us know that the homies are, you know, still with us. But we are excited to be back today.
Yeah, welcome back.
So today we are going to be talking about the fact that we're all just a limited resource. I mean, to your point, Bemitra, you know, where you said we've been grinding. I mean, one of the things that I have really come to a realization of, or, you know, is facing the idea that while I'm home working and, you know, working from home, trying to cook 3 healthy meals a day, or really 2, because your girl is intermittent fasting, 2 healthy meals a day, and you know, spend time with family and friends, check on our parents, FaceTime with my fun niece and nephews, that I am still a limited resource, right? I only have so much bandwidth.
And I think it's a really good point, which takes me, I'm going to just jump into it, to my very first point, which is you are doing more today than you normally do. And, you know, Dimitri and I were having this conversation the other day. She's like, I feel behind the power curve. I'm like, right, because you don't have a cleaning lady right now. You're eating every meal at home. You're not having a lunch meeting. You're not having a dinner reception or what have you. There are things that we have in our lives that help us. And we always talk about this. It's like, don't be afraid to use the help. But right now, for many of us, the help is not coming into the homes because for the parents, the homies that are parents, as we've discussed before, you are, as my brother says, the headmaster of Liggins Academy. Right. And as another one of my friends said, he said his wife is the headmaster and he's the vice principal that does the discipline. Right. And then you're also the lunch lady and this and that. So you're doing more.
And you gotta do PE. And you gotta do.
And you're right. Except for nothing has slowed down at work. Right. And so this whole notion of that you're a limited resource is like, you're not doing the same thing you were doing 189 days ago. You're doing all of that
plus,
and whatever that plus is. And I don't care if you're single. I don't care if you're married. You are doing more today than you were 6.5 months or so ago.
You know, and that's such a great point, and I really appreciated you reminding me of that, you know, because I tend to probably work a lot as is, and then working more even during these times, and really just having to just come to terms with, you can't do everything at 100,000,000,000% either, Bimitra. And I saw something the other day that said working 24/7 isn't a sign of strength, it's a sign of insecurity. Like, you have to be able to leave stuff, like you're saying, and grace yourself and know. So that's a really, really good point. My first tip, so I guess the second tip of the episode is, because you're a limited resource and you can't do everything, you've got to build breaks into the schedule. And not just your daily schedule. We have, you know, definitely shared that tip many times before, and that's still true. But I think even now, you need to build in a couple of days off. You need to build in some type of, you know, you're going to go to the park. You're not going to look at work. You're going to do, you know, you're not, maybe I'm not saying for the whole day, but you need to build in not just a break to eat lunch and like we've talked about before, but you need, we've been home for 189 days. You need to build some type of mini vacay, a little bit of a staycay, something into your schedule.
And even if that break, to your point, especially taking a day off, right? Nobody wanted to waste, quote unquote, you guys can't see my air quotes, their vacation or their PTO. But normally at 6.5 months, you would have done something on a 3-day weekend. You would have had a spring break with the little ones. There's lots of things you would have done. So you need to take some time off, even if it's, shout out to Luke Yancey, who introduced me to the concept of staycations like 10 years ago. But even if it's, I'm going to take a day, and that just means that I don't have any responsibilities today. So yes, I'm in the house, but I'm not making any little people lunch. I'm getting up when I feel like it. I'm going to go get my nails done. I'm going to walk to the park. I'm going to eat an ice cream cone. I'm going to read a book, whatever that may be. So you definitely need to build in the breaks. I'm going to take us a step back even before the breaks, in that I think one of the things, because you are a limited resource, is you need to build your schedule out with your personal things first. Right? Like your workout,
okay.
Your children's activities and this and other, before your team gets a hold of your calendar. Then you won't feel that pressure of like trying to fit you into your calendar. What I do know about work, they will fill up every minute, every moment that you have. So we talked about it in terms before, fitting it in. I'm saying let's flip the whole paradigm and schedule you and your family first, and they will adjust. Right. And Dimitri and I joke, our male counterparts are much better at this than we are. Like, and they don't put private appointments. It's like golf. I play golf on Fridays.
Well, right? And I think to your point, one of the things that is different in the pandemic is all of a sudden every minute of every hour is available to be scheduled, and not just for work. But what you find is, because you don't have to have a commute time, you don't have to. So people just look and see, and frankly, you're probably doing the same thing when you look on your own calendar. You're like, oh, I have a call at 2. I could do another call at 3. Then I could do a call at 4. Then you, next thing you know, you didn't build in a time to go to the bathroom, to take a, to transition, as where before you'd have to at least walk back down to your office or get to the next place or commute.
The commute time gave you a little bit of downtime.
That. So yeah. I definitely think that is true. You know, that takes me into my next point, which you sort of talked about it, where we haven't, you know, been having people come in and not having help. But I think if you're comfortable, go ahead and introduce help back in. Now, if you're not comfortable, and I'll be honest, I'm not the person yet who is comfortable. So I think we're a good mix of this. So I haven't sat down at a restaurant yet, done any of that. But if you're doing those things and you already feel comfortable, like you're going to get your nails done, you're going to have dinner outside, you're sitting outside, then you might want to also think about how to interject help back into your schedule. How can you get some household help, or how could you get some childcare help, or how can you set up a play date with other people? If you're opening your bubble for you to socialize, don't be afraid to open your bubble to get you some help is what I'm saying. Like, go ahead and then if you're opening your bubble, open your bubble for that. What do you think about that?
I know. I think it's a great point. Our cleaning lady is back. And when Carmen comes, I lock myself basically in the office. But if I have to be in the house, first of all, she cleans in a mask the entire time. And then if I have to be in the house in a common area, I also have a mask on. But for the most part, I'm in the home office with the door closed. But I agree. If you're willing to open your bubble up socially, then you should be willing to open your bubble up to get yourself some help. And it will probably take some of the stress that you're feeling off of you. Thirdly, Demetra hinted on this because I feel like I'll speak for myself. I've almost felt a little guilty saying no to things because I feel like people know, like when someone's like, do you want to come to my Zoom happy hour at 8 o'clock? And you're thinking,
no,
I don't. Like, I've been on 4 Zoom calls a day. If I do that, I'm literally just going to have time to eat real quick. And then by the time I get off of this Zoom birthday party, I literally would not have seen my wife all day. And I had to get out of that and just say, like, it's okay to say no. Like, no is still a complete sentence, and I still don't have to apologize. And I'm not thinking about anybody's particular birthday. I'm just saying, like, you still get to say, I want my evenings
so if you
to
miss,
be to
if
be
you
myself.
Miss,
yeah.
If you missed somebody's Zoom birthday last week, it's not your birthday I'm talking about, but I am able to say no. But I'm saying
Zoom celebrations or whatever that may be. I get the point I'm trying to make is you're still allowed to set boundaries and to say no, and you should not feel guilty nor apologize for that.
I think that's a great point, and probably you need to set more boundaries than ever because all of a sudden, that might not have been a birthday party that you would have tried to attend before, but now you do start saying that. So I definitely agree with you there. My next tip, like I just said about opening up the bubble, if you're opening up your bubble to let household in, here's my tip for work. Let people do their share of group projects.
Hello, somebody.
So we have this thing, especially when you want to be a rock star homie, but being a rock star homie does not mean that you do every task on everything. You have to be able to delegate, and it's even more important right now because you don't have all the time in the world, although it makes you feel like you do. Most people I know are still getting up at 5-6 in the morning. Still, like you said, now they like you said, they're the headmaster, the lunch lady. So if someone else is supposed to carry their weight on a certain piece of the project or case you're working on or file or whatever, you need to let them do their part.
And I've gotten real comfortable with silence on calls, right? Because what happens is I'm normally the person that wants to fill in the silence, which ends up with me taking more action items than I should. So it's like, oh, well, that needs to be done by such and such. And now I'm like,
I did that the other day. I'm on a committee and they had asked for us in advance of our conference to attend this other conference and everybody take like 2 sessions to look at, right? To dip into this conference. And I guess everyone didn't take their 2 sessions. And so someone said on the call, hey, I saw that everyone didn't take 2 sessions. So maybe we should take, some of us should take 3.
Crickets. No. Crickets? Right.
Perhaps
so,
you should take a 3rd session.
So maybe you should do that.
But
I'm not doing
as
that.
As
for me and my house,
we're going to serve the Lord, yeah, so, but we not going to pick up another session. That's not mm-hmm. what we'll be doing.
So I've gotten more comfortable with the silence. My next tip is set time durations and stick to them. So now people, I start meetings with, I have a hard stop at this amount of time. Because for example, I think it's when we were meeting with people face to face, people kind of understood that most meetings were going to last 60 minutes. And maybe depending on the project, it might go longer. You might have an hour and a half. If I feel like people are all trying to scope creep meetings into like 90-minute meetings, and then somebody says at the hour mark, like, how are we doing on time? And like 3 people are like, I'm good. I'm like, I'm not good. So instead of me having to do that at the end of the meeting, I am setting time durations and sticking to them. And I find especially true for late afternoon meetings because they're kind of like, well, it's the end of the day. For everybody that's listening, I don't want to start a meeting at 4:30 on a Friday, and I certainly don't want it to go until 6 o'clock.
Right. funny you say that. I also had to say that about how early I start to be mature. Like, I, just like you said, I try to get up and I'm doing this 75 hard and I got to get 2 workouts in and I try to get them done before the day starts. So please don't put something on my calendar, especially for something social or non-billable, I guess I would say, for 8:30 in the morning. It's going to be a no for you.
It's going to be a no for
me. I'm not going to be able to, unfortunately.
That doesn't work for me.
I'm not going to be able to make that.
I got this from a good friend of mine. Actually, I have a conflict at that time.
Right. Me. I'm the conflict.
And again, like I said, that's why I said putting you in the calendar.
That's a word.
Because you're looking at your calendar like, that's my workout.
That's a word. I felt that for somebody. I'm the conflict.
I'm the conflict.
Come on, somebody. I'm the conflict.
I'm the conflict.
I have a meeting with me. I'm the conflict.
Right. I have a conflict.
I may start saying, I have a hard start. You say you got a hard stop. Hard start at 8 or 10. Yeah. Okay. My next tip is, and I've been working on this, and I feel like I've been giving this tip for, since we've been doing the podcast. Get a night routine.
I still don't have one either.
I don't either. And I'm actually just really working on that.
Which is interesting because we were forced to have night routines as children.
I think I gotta be free.
We would literally sneak an iron as children in the mornings. Between the three of us, you had to figure out where the iron was.
Play Carol and Catch Your Iron is closed in the morning.
You knock on somebody else's room door. You're like, where did you put the iron? Is it underneath your bed?
No.
Oh, it's in the linen closet.
In the iron?
It's in the linen closet. Mama,
I don't know if she listens to this.
The iron would be all kind of places.
Right, but it is a night routine, and everything that I look at about getting better rest is all like, just like a baby needs bath, book, bed, you do too. And all studies say, you know, shut off the social media, the TV,
social media,
so that you can pour back into yourself and decompress and get needed rest, so that you'll be ready to pour back and be a star the next day, because you can't actually get out there and hustle hard if you're empty. So you've got to figure out the last things.
Yeah, I need to get a night routine myself and stick to it. I've gotten better about at least laying my clothes out that I want to work out in the morning. That does help, but I haven't gotten a true night routine. My next tip is, do not book yourself too far in advance. I have some friends who are very type A. So they're literally like, do you want to go do such and such, which is an all day event, you know, on a boat on, you know, November 13th and it's September 18th. And you're like, yeah. And then about 2 weeks before that, you're like, gosh, I've been going. That's going to be an all day thing. But you committed to it 2 months in advance, right? And I'm not talking about like if somebody's getting an award. I'm talking about true social things that do not need to be booked 60 days in advance. So booking things in advance can make you feel a bit boxed in. And that is not a good look.
But I will say this. If you agree to something in advance and you change...
You gotta go.
No. And you change your mind, because I agree with you. But if it had a monetary cost, you need to go ahead and honor your monetary cost. I don't think there's
I want to shout to that. I want to shout to that. And I hate when people renege and then they're like, I mean, so what do we need to do about a refund?
There is no refund.
We booked this boat based on the 6
Girl,
people
you
that
booked
were going
it busy,
on 8 people.
You changed your mind. No worries, but we got to keep this money. Like, I think you're right. Do you have every right when you get up that day to say, uh-oh, don't feel like being on the boat for 6 hours. Uh-oh, don't feel like going to the Zoom meeting. Don't feel like doing the wine tasting. But you can't get the refund because you were probably counted in the number when they made the deal or whatever. And so you just gotta do your thing.
You also can't just substitute somebody else in because we put the group together based on the dynamic.
There's an energy involved.
That's correct. And so you can't just
check
pick somebody
with us before you substitute, please.
Non-transferable.
Right. Well, transfer upon approval.
Upon approval, that's right. Upon review and approval.
My last tip is, the way you do it doesn't need to be the way they do it.
So that's a good delegation tip.
Well, but also, like, we're also at home and working with our partners. And this is, to me, why some of us are so burnt out and not really honoring the fact that we're limited resource, because we're trying to wash the clothes, fold them, make the dinner,
refold
after he folds them wrong, after she folds them wrong, after she organizes the refrigerator wrong, go back and put stuff back in and redo it. And then you're like, why am I so exhausted? When really you could just say, look, she puts stuff in the refrigerator differently than I do. He puts things in the refrigerator differently than I do, but guess what? It's in the refrigerator. It's fine. And so it's easy to get locked into thinking that there's only one way to do things, but there's not one path to the life that you want. And what you really want, if you really want like really fun, peaceful time with your family, it can't be like that if you're criticizing the way that they do everything. Or you're going to have to do everything, and now you're burnt out.
I agree wholeheartedly. Learn to do things. Learn either let things go or learn to do it the way that somebody else does it. It's just not that serious all the time. My last tip, and I've gotten this from watching various people in my life do this, is to me they create unnecessary stress that they don't have to have. So, for example, if you know that you're going to plan a birthday celebration for your spouse or your boyfriend, and you need to buy favors or a cake or champagne, why would you set it up where you're running all those errands on the day of the thing that you're trying to do, right? And so to me, now you're putting yourself in a situation where you're going to be exhausted at the whole thing that's supposed to be fun because you've gone to get your nails and your hair done and go pick up the food for the 6 o'clock event, and you started all that at 7:30 a.m. on Saturday morning. And for me, it's like, instead of watching TV on Wednesday, you could have done it then, or you could have ordered the stuff to be delivered on Friday so that you're not stressed out about it. And I see so many people do this, and then they want like other people to match their I'm so tired thing. And it's like, but you did this to yourself. So don't do that to yourself, because how much fun can you really have, especially if you're a lower energy person? You're not the kind of person who can run errands all day, go take a shower without a nap, go into the evening. Now you're ready to go home at 7:30.
No, I agree with you. And I was already about that before the pandemic, and even more so, like, I don't grocery shop. I order groceries. I don't put, you know what I mean? I just try to find ways. And I had someone kind of trying to explain to me, you know, well, I just want to let you know, Instacart and Shipt, they charge a fee. And I was like, I understand. I'm aware. I understand. And both things are a limited resource, right? Sometimes money is a limited resource, so you need to go buy your own groceries.
And sometimes time is a limited resource.
And for me right now, because I'm so busy at work and I don't enjoy grocery shopping and I don't need to get out of, like, I'm not trying, like, I really just want to pay the fee and not and be able to, you know, basically I'm grocery shopping while I'm working out, while I'm on my conference call, whatever.
I was going to also say, for those folks who say that to you, they also may not understand that time is a monetary resource. All right. So
time is money.
That's right. That's right. And I don't think that people always understand that. So it is definitely a trade-off. But
it reminds me of how Granddaddy used to
drive to West Memphis to save 3 cents a gallon on gas.
You can never explain to him, like, but by the time you burn up the gas to go over to West Memphis
to get to West Memphis,
Granddaddy, I'm not really sure you saved. He'd be like, you don't understand. That gas is cheap.
I say 6 cents. 6 cents on the gallon. Don't you tell me now.
But I do think this has been a fun episode to just really remind you that ultra independence or needlessness, not needing people or needing things, is not the goal. That's your ego. And so really figure out ways to make sure that you understand you only have so much bandwidth and find ways to put bandwidth back in.
And, you know, we'd love to get your thoughts on, you know, what do you think about these tips? Please, you know, drop us a line or shoot us a note. As a reminder, you can find us on all of the social media platforms, you know, LinkedIn, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. So HOMIE for corporate homie.
Right. And if you have a topic that you want us to discuss, please feel free to shoot us a DM. This one actually came from the homies. And we are still doing speaking engagements. We're doing them virtually.
Even virtually.
And so if you want, if you have a topic, you can go in a DM or shoot to questions@corporatehomie.com. If you're interested in us speaking, then either email us directly or go to info@corporatehomie.com. And until next time,
hustle hard, homies.
All of you, get you a twin. Get you another homie.